Aleishu Chelek Beis Reish Mem Daled. The 10th chapter is entitled Ta'ava. By way of introduction, Meshuna Ta'ava Gufanis Mehamidos Shabein Asakno Adkoi. Physical desires, lust, is different from the midos that we have dealt with thus far. Ka'as Redifas Kavoid Mehakpadah. When you speak about anger or the pursuit of recognition and honor, annoyance, those are ne'utzeis betziorim akumim umekulkalim balev. They are rooted in distorted images in the heart. Ve'yesh la'chliv tziorim ele b'yosei Hashem etovim. These images have to be replaced with better, improved images. We've said this many times before, that that's really the essence of a midah. It's a certain portfolio of images that we have in our mind as to how to react to certain stimuli. That's as far as those midos. However, mekirah shel ha'tava ubetzochei haguf she'i efshar levatlam. The source of ta'ava is in appetites of the body which cannot be negated. They're needed. Ta'ava sa'achila misoireres kashe haguf zakuk lemazoin ve'anu revim oitzmeim. The desire for eating is stimulated when the body indeed needs sustenance. Haratzoin lishoin misoirer b'metzav shel ayifus she'haguf zakuk limnucha. Similarly, the desire to sleep is stimulated or aroused when we are tired and the body actually needs rest. Ta'avas amin misoireres ekev pe'ulas habalotes etzo zera. Sexual desire is stimulated through the activity of glands. These are natural things. Ta'ava zoi mevi'a gam litziras tziorim ha'misbatim b'machshavos zaros. This ta'ava also involves the imagination. Ach tziorim eile einam ha'makor ha'rishoin k'mo tziorei kas v'chavoid. These images are not the first source. They're not the primary source like the images of kas and kavoid. Elei misorerim be'ikvois pu'ulas ha'balotes shebaguf. They are stimulated as a consequence of the natural functioning of the body and various glands. Mize muvan she'efshar levatel et ta'avas haguf. This should make it obvious that we cannot eradicate physical desires k'mo she'efshar levatel ka'as u'redifas kaved, in the same way that it's possible to negate anger or the pursuit of honor. Gam k'she'adam o'echel einu yachol le'chol b'li tavon. Furthermore, this is I think a different point. If a person eats, he needs to have appetite. A person's digestive system won't function properly unless he has appetite. So having said all of this, then what's the problem? What is bad about all of these desires? The answer, lo etzem ha'tava. The actual hunger over here, hunger in a broad sense, that's not the problem. Lo etzem ha'tava ora, ela ha'afraza b'milui shela. Rather the exaggeration in fulfilling it, going beyond what is necessary. So this fundamental idea obligates us to pursue a different route in avodah from what we've done thus far. Va'ad Rishayin. The Gemara in Nedarim Daf Tes Vav Omar Rabbi Yochanan Shebu'ah Shel Ishan Shlosha Yamim. If a person takes an oath not to sleep continuously for 3 days, 72 hours, Malkin Oisoy V'Yishan Le'alta, he gets Malkois for taking a false Shvua, and then his oath does not take effect and he can go to sleep straight away. Says the author, Eif Shashalo Lishon Shlosha Yamim. It's not possible to go 3 days, 72 hours without sleep. Anu Muchachim Lishon, we have to sleep. Tzarich Kol Echad Limdoed Be'atzmoy Kama Shavuos Tzarich Lishon. A person has to measure, person has to come to know how many hours he needs to sleep. Velo yishar pachois mizeh, he should not sleep less than this. Ach gam lo yoseh mizeh, but also not more than this. Im hu yashen yoseh midai, zeh ta'ava. If he sleeps more than is necessary, that's called ta'ava. That's, as we said above, we don't want to eliminate the need to sleep, that's impossible. We want to eliminate sleeping too much, which is ta'ava. Harambam kosav be'ilchois de'oyis be'gdalet al'cha dalet. Hayom v'halayla chavdalet sha'ois, the day and the night together, 24 hours. Daylo le'adam lishon shelishan hushmone sha'ois. It's sufficient for a person to sleep a third of that period, which is 8 hours. V'hiyu b'seif halayla, should be at the end of the night, in other words, the latter part of the night, k'da she'tiyeh mitchilas shnasei ad she'ta'aleh ha'shemesh shmone sha'ois. So that from the time he goes to sleep until sunrise is 8 hours. And then he'll arise before sunrise. התפארת ישראל כוסב, בהד התורה נכנס במיעוט שינה, בוו ווסי. התפארת ישראל, in this commentary to פרקי אבות, פרק וו, משנה ה', the Mishnah states that Torah is acquired, one of the means is מיעוט שינה, limiting one's sleep. So the Tiferes Yisrael comments, de'al yadei ribuy shena, if a person sleeps too much, loy levad sheyafsid hazman, it's not only an issue that he loses time, precious time, ela gam yishen sichloy, it's an interesting expression, his mind ages, his intellect ages, ve'yovad charitzusoy, and his alacrity is lost. Omnam gam pachos me'arui, gam ken mazik mo'od laguf ela nefesh. The Tiferes Yisrael continues, to sleep less than is appropriate is also very harmful to both body and mind. Ve'amru b'shem ha-Rambam sh'yashan shmoneh shoes b'chol laila. People said in the name of the Rambam that he, the Rambam, slept 8 hours every night. Ve'siman, this is siman, a pasuk, I think this is a pasuk in Yoiv, az yoshanti az yanuachli. A pasuk that says az yoshanti and az is gematria, 8. Gam Hamagen Avraham Vidas Rambam, Be'urachim Siman Reish Lamed Ches. The Magen Avraham also cites Rambam there. Sayem, and he concludes, Venir Eli Da'akoy Lefi Mashu Adam. He said, it seems to me that it all varies according to the person. Uchmoish Kazu Besiman Reish Lamed Aleph Ayen Sham, as is written over there. It depends on the person. Some people need less, some people need more, says the author. Hari Tzarich Kol Adam Limdoit Le'atzmoy. A person has to measure how many hours does he need to sleep, and be makpid under no circumstances to sleep more than that. It goes without saying that the time of sleep should be regular, it should be organized, so that in the morning you can arise in time to daven with the community in his makom kavua. It should be organized, not haphazard and erratic. Vad sheni, the second exercise. Beseder ha'achila yeshna avida yoser kasha me'asher beseder hashena. Regarding organized eating, it is a more difficult avoida than organized sleeping, which is why this vad comes after the previous one. The fundamental idea in all physical appetites is this. The Gemara in Yom Edaf Ein Vav, Rav Kahana Ramei, he posed this apparent contradiction. Kesiv tirash v'karinan tiroish. We read it as tiroish, which means yayin, but it's written without the vav, and therefore can be read as tirash, and that connotes poverty. The resolution is zacha na'asa roish, Loizacha nasa rash. If he's zeiche, so wine can bring him to roish. Whether that means leadership or just intellect, whatever it is, it's a positive thing. Loizacha nasa rash. But if a person is not successful in his dealings with wine, he can be impoverished. Rova Rame. Rova also posed the following apparent contradiction. Ksive. That's yeshamach, ukrinen yesamach. So we read it as yain yesamach, that one can bring to joy, but it can also be read as the root connoting destruction, desolation. And that's how Rova resolves it. Zacha mesamechoi. If a person zoiche, yain can bring to simcha. Loi zacha meshamemoi. But if not, yain can wreak havoc. Rashi says, what zacha? How do we define zacha in this context? Lishtois lefi mida, to drink in measure. We would call it today in moderation. Says the author, lefi mida, in moderation. Zeu hayesoid bechol ta'avoy saguf. This is a fundamental idea in all appetites of the body. Bechulan adam tzarech limdoid bediyuk maya mida. The person in all of them has to measure precisely what is the appropriate measure, how much is moderate. Shelo yishtamesh ben lo yipachos bimena velo yaseh aleha. Not to use too much, not to have too little. Here's the exercise. Yimdoid adam le'atzmoy. A person should measure, should estimate. Kama perusais lechem utzarech lechol baboy kegedei sevi asoy. How many slices of bread he needs to eat in the morning to be satisfied? Ve'yisragel lechol kamus zois tamid. And accustom himself to limit himself to that number of slices. והיה אם ביום אחד הגיש לו איזה ממרח טעים ביוסף, if this is a ניסיון, if one day it should be that there's a spectacular new spread or is particularly hungry, whatever it is, בוודאי ירגיש את עצמו רעב אחרי שאכל כבר כדי מדסו הרגילה. He'll feel hungry even though his head is normal measure because of this particularly tasty spread, which is unusual, whatever it is. אז ידע כי זוהי תאווה ממש, then he must know that this, what he feels as hunger, is real תאווה, ועצס יצרוי, it's the counsel of his יצר הרע, לדמויס לו כאילו הוא עדיין רעב, to try and pretend, to try and convince him that he really is hungry, ויסגבר ולא יוכל לסה, and then he should overcome this and not eat more than his usual. כן הוא בכל המאכלים ובכל הארוחות. The same applies to all foods and all meals. We just gave the example of breakfast and a number of slices. המסלמד בזה ועומד במאכל לפי מידה. A person who exercises this, trains, and manages to eat לפי מידה, ידע כי בזה זכה. He's fulfilled the Gemara there in Yom Adaf Ein Vav calls זכה. A last point, yimdoide tsorokoi beochel be'ayin tova. When a person estimates how much food he needs, like in our example, how many slices of bread for breakfast, he should do it be'ayin tova. He should do it generous. Ve'lo yisechach ba'minimum, not the absolute minimum that he can maintain for a week. No, it must be generous. Ve'islamed la'amoid baze midayom b'yomoy. But the practice is, the exercise is to fulfill this day by day. I made a comment for myself, I wrote a comment here to look at Margaliois Ayam. Here Rabbi Reuven Margaliois, his commentary on Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Daled Amud Beis, Ois Vav. Onwards to Vaad Shalishi. The author says, Oid Inyan Yesh Ba'achila Shitzarich Islamdus. There's a further concept in eating that requires exercise. כרגיל, האוכל שמגישים לנו יש לו טעם טוב. Generally, in most cases, the food that we are served is tasty. אך בכל בית קורה שמגישים אוכל שאינו אהוב עליו. But in every home it happens that sometimes you serve food that you don't particularly enjoy. או שהאוכל נשרף קצת, so it's a little bit burnt. או מלוח יותר מדי, too spicy, too salty, וכדומה. זהו מבחן להאויבד. This is a ניסיון, it's a test for an אויבד השם. אם הוא אוכל כדי להיות בריא, is eating. To be healthy and to receive adequate nutrition, or im ochel rak l'shem ta'ava, he's eating only for the sake of ta'ava. V'yesh lizaher baze me'oid, one should be very careful with this, v'lases klal le'atzmo, and to make a rule for oneself, l'chol kol ma sheba'al ha'shulchan, to eat whatever is on the table, bli shum evdelim ta'ava mishubach o'iloi, without making any distinction between something that is delicious and something that is less so. V'yoseh mizeh, B'yameinu, it even goes further. Yishnam mefunakim ha'oyavim achal echad. You'll find spoiled people that they love this particular dish, v'sinim achal, and they hate that particular dish. U'mao inyan ha'ava v'sinah b'ma'achalim. How can one b'chlal talk about love and hate when it comes to food? Harezeu mamash rak inyan shel ta'ava. That's pure ta'ava. When a person loves pickles and hates cucumbers. Such love a person has to uproot from his heart. When you speak about, when people speak about loving a particular dish, that's not anchored in the needs of the body. This is a really deplorable midah. ובו וראה עוד יסה מזה, come and see even further. מרן בעל חזון איש נשמסו עדן קבע אן הגויס לבן תירה. The Chazon Ish said certain conducts which are appropriate for Bnei Torah. These are not for, he wasn't writing for the Gdoil HaDor, the Chassid HaDor. These are regular Hanhagois for Ben Torah. Ve'anhaga harishona shumazir elah hizoy. The very first one is as follows. This is from the Koivitz Igrois of the Chazon Ish, Chelek Aleph Siman Chaf. He writes, Lizaher me'oid me'oid me'achilas ta'anug. To be very, very careful from achilas ta'anug, eating for the sake of eating, for the sake of the pleasure. Ve'im betum'as haguf, yesh rishon etuma, v'yesh ava tuma, v'yesh avi avois. If, when it comes to physical impurity, we have levels, rishon etuma, then there's ava tuma, avi avois etuma, with a corpse. Betum'as ha-nefesh shel miluya ta'ava, b'achilas ta'anug, when it comes to tum'as ha-nefesh, the impurity of the soul, of fulfilling one's ta'avos through hedonistic eating, there it's different. Mis'ached reishon le'tum'a v'av'tum'a v'avivos le'tum'a. These levels all combine. We'll see in a moment. These levels of reishon le'tum'a, av'tum'a, v'avivos le'tum'a, mis'ached, they combine. Davar zu min ha'shvelim me'oid, this is one of the lowest things, me'akvim es ha'limud, and they prevent a person from learning properly. Uchdamru b'midrash, Chazal stated in the Midrash, v'uva b'teisves, kesubois kufdalet mud alef. Teisves then, kesubois kufdalet, cites this Midrash as follows. Ad shadam ispalel shikasu divrei Torah l'soch gufoi, before you start davening that words of Torah should enter your body, yispalel shikasu ma'adanim l'soch gufoi. You should first daven that delicacies should not enter his body. V'amru b'gitin ayin amud alef, Chazal say, in Maseches Gitin daf ayin, su'ud asecha shan ascha heimena, Meshech yadcha heimena, a seuda that you enjoy, so retract to a certain extent. Meshech yadcha heimena, literally pull your hand away, says the author. Hadevarim brurim menorim, he says, it's clear and awesome, but then he says in brackets, kashe liimana minenacheish. It's difficult to avoid trying to guess. Lema kiven maran nishmas eden b'yisachdus shloshes madagos atum abe chilastanu. What exactly the Chazon Ish mean when he speaks about the fusion of these three levels of tum'ah in hedonistic eating? What exactly did he mean in that? Im rishon le'tum'ah yitum'as echalin, if rishon le'tum'ah is a tum'ah of food, le'eze me'avoyis atum'ah iskaven. What is avoyis atum'ah in this context? Bevaday le'tum'as sheretz v'chadome, he didn't compare it to tum'as sheretz. Umau avi avoyis atum'ah mechanius. Whatever applies in physicality, a corpse, we call avi avoyis atum'ah, what exactly is the counterpart in mechanius? V'yeshkan makom lisbonen. There's definitely room here to reflect on this. I made a note for myself. The author wrote another sefer called Hamitzvois Hashekulois. I made a note to look at Daf Lamed Aleph. The author continues, Haliftan shochlim likinuach suda einu bechach beged achilas tanug. This is a fascinating point. The dessert that a person has is not necessarily hedonistic eating. There's not necessarily something wrong with dessert. Ach hamamtakim shochlim b'meshech hayom bli shum tzorech. However, sweets, snacks, we would call it. Snacks, nosh, a revolting word, if ever there was one, that a person eats during the day without any need. That, elarak l'shem tanu, just for the sake of, yeah, I feel like noshing. Heim ma'achal te'ava. This is called te'ava. When there's no need, it's not a meal, it's not the conclusion of the meal, and you had some food and now a dessert, that is something else. But to stam kacha, eat sweets or snacks during the day for the sake of pleasure, that's called ma'achal te'ava. Baze yesh makoim li'islamed li'izgaber el ha'te'avoy azayis. There's room over here to train oneself, to exercise, to try and overcome this particular ta'ava. The author doesn't say this. This is also a perplexing phrase people use these days. They raid the fridge. I don't know where this came from, this particular expression. You know, you're speaking about this great and mighty, courageous warrior is raiding the fridge. Amazing. But it is a war, you know, not to necessarily raid the fridge with tremendous courage and empty it, particularly not in the middle of the night. So the author, Harikan Shlosha Limudim. We have three particular limudim. Harishain, le'echoil kol ma sheba al ha'shulchan bli shum simas lev. The first one we spoke about is to eat whatever is on the table without being too much of a barran, too choosy. V'chamuvan gam mibli le'ha'ir le'ba'al ha'sabayis me'uma, without, of course, mentioning to ba'al ha'sabayis that, you know, this thing is too salty or that particular vegetable I don't like. Al tiv ha'oichel v'tamu, regarding the quality of the food and the taste. That's the first. Hasheni la'akor ahava v'sina le'ma'achalim yidayim. The second concept, to uproot love and hate, in inverted commas, for particular foods. U'shlishis, the third thing, li'islamed li'izgaber al ma'achal tava shu mamash rak l'shem tava. To train oneself to overcome eating just for the sake of the pleasure and then the ta'ava. Adkan.